Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can't you read the signs, man? Anybody else notice the signs everywhere? For these no-name, nobody, who the heck is that, judges? If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm not going to name him because it wouldn't be nice. And you all know how nice I am. There's a guy running for judge that is unbelievably horrible lawyer. Has been disciplined, has been punished. He's a frighteningly bad lawyer. And I tell you what, this is a true story. He screwed up the case for a client, and I was in the middle of an investigation, and I knew it. I called him, and he returned my call, and I have the recording still. Hammered. He was so drunk he couldn't talk. He's running for judge, and God bless him. He obviously has a problem, but this is the middle of the afternoon, and he's threatening me. I had to call the DA's office on him. He was that bad. It's that dangerous. It's just, he's running for judge, man. Hey, I sent a note to one of my favorite people on earth, Phil DeLucente. I got to read you this, and then I got to get to my man. I said, why are these people running, man? All these people, no names, not qualified, random folks running for judge. My boy, Phil DeLucente, who I love to death. Fantastic lawyer. Everyone thinks it's a dream job. Easy hours, big pay, power, etc. Greatest health insurance. Phil's right, man. Nothing about justice. I had to grab my man, the best out there. J.D. J.D., what's up?
Hey, Marty, it's so good to be with you and all your listeners. And, you know, you're the only one who calls me J.D.
J.D., he has been banished from my show. I had to get special dispensation from the Pope, but he's back.
John Delano is back. He's never gone anywhere, Marty, and neither have you.
J.D., yeah, folks, man, are asking me, what's going on with you, man? They think you're locked up in that attic by your wife. Is that accurate,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah. Larry Richard thinks I should write a book, you know, live from the attic or something.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great. You know, COVID obviously affected the way we do television.
Yes, sir.
And most of my interviews have been via Zoom. And that's fine. We make it work, and we still produce good TV. At least I hope we do. And But I always enjoy talking to you, man. So thank you very much.
Is it true that Joe Biden call you in your attic?
Yes. I had four interviews with Joe Biden last year. Two of them were from my attic in his basement. And when I did an interview with him in person, his first words to me were, John, he says, it's so good to see you out of the attic. And I said, Mr. Vice President, I've been out of the attic about as long as you've been out of your basement. And he roared. He laughed. I mean, whatever you think of his politics, he is a really nice guy.
There you go again with that liberal slant.
He's funny.
There you go again, cheering for the Democrats.
Come on.
JD, all right. I need you, honestly, my man.
Sure.
And you're the only one I thought of calling this morning because we live in Lebo. JD, have you ever seen anything like these signs, man? They're popping up like weeds in my yard.
Yeah, they're all over the place. And part of it is that, you know, this race for judge, we've got 39 candidates running for judge of the Court of Common Pleas because for the first time in decades, there are 9 vacancies. And so it's a crapshoot. Everybody thinks they've got a shot at it because they think voters will not necessarily hone in on who these people are. The fact is that the vast majority of them will be unfamiliar names unless you take the time and effort to do a little research on these folks. And I did a whole TV story, as you know, last night on this and trying to help people to figure out how to find out about these guys. It's not easy. It's really not easy. It's not easy.
J.D., you know, maybe Phil's being a cynic, but I agree with Phil DeLisente, who's one of my boys.
Phil is absolutely right. I mean, there are people here, they are always lawyers who run for these jobs because the pay is good. I want to say it's $175,000 or something.
And hold on, J.D., if you win a second term, you get that in the form of a pension, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're elected for 10 years. So once you're elected and you serve 5, you get the pension.
Wow.
And the health benefits are great. Now, I don't want to suggest that there aren't people running for legitimate reasons.
Yeah.
And there are. And people can run for all kinds of reasons for public office. But when you have an opening, you know, 9 seats open, I think a lot of lawyers felt this was a good opportunity for them to run, and they are. And it's very confusing to people looking on the ballot. I would recommend going to the Allegheny County website, the Elections Bureau, and just taking a look at the names. At least get the names, and then the Allegheny County Bar Association rates these people, and people can dispute those ratings. But what was most interesting to me on the Allegheny County Bar Association site is that if you click the name, you will get their full resume, their answers to questions. You'll see their experience in the courts. So you have an opportunity to judge for yourself. You may not agree with the Bar Association's rating,
right,
but at least you get the information so you can figure out, oh, yeah, this guy served here. He was an assistant DA, or he did this in this court. I mean, the information's all there at the Allegheny County Bar Association's website.
J.D., so, hold on, though, man. Why are there 9 openings? That's extraordinary.
Yeah, you know, well, part of it is age.
Okay.
You reach a certain age, okay, and there's mandatory retirement. We had some resignations. As you know,
yeah,
there was a judge who resigned. And we had people who, you know, simply, it wasn't that they created new seats. It was that the folks who were there had timed out or did not want to run again, which, you know, you have every right. You don't have to. The retirement age for judge is 75.
Oh.
But you don't have to wait that long to retire. So if you want to retire at 66 or 67 or 68, and some of them do that too. So I think that's why there was an extraordinary number of vacancies this time around and why we're seeing people run for them.
Can you hang for a minute, J.D.?
Sure, of course.
I love him. He's the best there is. 39 candidates, man. Man, did you hear that salary? $170,000, and you get the pension if you're 5 years in. That means you get a $170,000 pension for life. Now, do the math. If you take 5% from a pension, which they ask, 5 or 4%, and let's say $1 million. So 5% is what? $50,000. So it takes $3 million just to get to $150,000. You know where I'm at? So that's a pension. In other words, they're putting about $3.5 million in a bank account for you for that pension. It's insane. It's insane. It's a joke. It's obnoxious. My boy Billy has this in his neighborhood. He took at least a dozen signs out of an intersection. He couldn't see who he was driving. How about that? How about that? Ridiculous. My good friend J.D. John Delano joining me. 39 candidates.
Hey, Marty, yeah. I made a mistake.
Whoa, that's a first.
I understated the salary for the judges.
How much?
This year, the judges are making $186,665.
And J.D., It's a 10-year term, and if they last five, they get the pension.
They get a pension, but they don't get the full amount at that point.
If they win a second term, they get the full pension.
There's a formula that depends on the years of service. And frankly, it's not just the service as a judge. If they can add in other state service that they may have had, and that tallies into the calculation.
But, J.D.,
line salary has really gone up. It used to be 175.
Yeah, but I did my math there on a pension, right? So if you go to a financial planner and they say, Mr. Griffin, if you have $1 million, we suggest you take out 4%, which would be $40,000. Let's just round it up to 50. So they got to put $3 million in a bank account for me just to get $150,000. So this is really literally someone putting $3.5 million into a bank account for you to retire. Seriously.
Yeah. I don't know the dollars, but you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no question that the longer you serve at salaries like this, this really escalates pensions to a huge level.
Hey,
no
JD.
Question about it.
JD, honestly, and I'm not going to ask you names, but there's a guy, there are several people on that list. I'm not kidding. They're incompetent. And one of them is flat out dangerous and called me and threatened me and was drunk. And I recommended an intervention and rehab. Why in the world can anybody run? Have you ever thought in your mind that maybe at some point they shouldn't be elected, they should be appointed? Because sometimes people grab a name because it's Irish or Italian or some neighbor told them something, right?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the fact is that people, when they don't know who these people are, they have your listeners can call in and tell you how they choose, because a lot of people will choose based on shared ethnicity. They might vote for someone who comes from their hometown because their hometowns are listed on the ballot. They might vote that way. Sometimes people vote gender. I mean, there's all kinds of ways people vote that do not relate to whether the person is qualified or not. And learning about qualifications gets really hard when you've got so many candidates on the ballot. So I think it's very tough for voters in general. But there are websites out there. And frankly, you know, if you're a member of an organization, lots of organizations have endorsed candidates too. And you can decide whether you like those endorsements or not.
JD, let's be honest here. These are important jobs, man. Life and death stuff.
Yeah, this is life and death. This, you know, as I noted in my story on KDK TV last night, whether you keep your children in a custody fight, judges, you know, whether your trial is fair and your lawyer gets to present your case, whether it's a civil suit or not, judges, whether you go to jail and the length of your sentence in a criminal prosecution, judges. It really, really, really does matter who we elect among these 9 or these 39 running for judge.
So why not appoint them, JD?
Well, you mentioned that point. There is a whole group called Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts. It's an organization that believes that judges should be appointed, that would, quote, take the politics out. Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It becomes partisan, like a president appoints judges who are federal judges who are Democrat or Republican, depending on his party. I get it.
Yeah, it'll be just as political. Yeah. But I think it does weed out people who would be clearly unqualified to serve, because you look at the U.S. Supreme Court, whatever you think of those individuals politically, every one of them
they're amazing.
Has been an incredible attorney or a judge at a lower level before they were appointed. So, you know, the appointed process might weed out unqualified, but
JD, I got to go in a minute here, but I got to get the truth from you. You're the most honest man I know. JD, without naming any names, you look at that list, because I know you, and you go, oh my gosh, some of these people, they should not have a chance at this, right? Right?
Yes, yes. There are some that I would prefer not being on the court. I think that's about as far as I'll go with
I get it.
But that's true with any list of candidates. So, again, people need to make their judgments. There's all kinds of candidates who are running. You know, in Allegheny County, Marty, we have 2,000 names on the ballot. Now, they're not on every ballot, but we've got all these folks running for school board and for municipal office and for county office.
Hey, hold on. I got to do that real quick. Why do people run in packs on school boards, like five at a time on a sign? Why?
They think that helps them. They think it also, well, it does, cut down the cost of having to do individual lawn signs. I think it just confuses
it
the heck out
of
people.
It does, man. It does. JD, you're the best. Welcome back to the show, man. The show.
Hey, always good, Marty. Call me anytime.
The legend, JD, from his attic. Are you in the attic right now?
I am, yes, sir.
Do you have snacks up there?
You know, I do bring occasional. I've tried to watch my weight, but I mostly have water up here. I have a
delicious
bottle of water.
All right, my man. Thanks, brother.
Hey, always good, Marty.
Love him. That's my man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!